In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast in Little Steven's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. My guest is Vern Shank, frontman and lead singer in the Flagler Beach, Florida-based band The Cherry Drops. They're favorites of ours in the Underground Garage, and they've issued 3 albums, and are back now with a new single that is magically delicious. That's even what it's called. Let's hear a bit of it now, and afterwards, I'll start yakking it up with Vern on our Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Simply quite ferocious. Some say she's superstitious. She's magically delicious. Yeah, she's magically delicious. A little heartbreaker. A swinging hip shaker. A sweet love maker.
This is the Mighty Manfred. And we're set to have our coolest conversations today with Vern Shank. He's the lead vocalist for the Cherry Drops from Flagler Beach, Florida. Hey, Vern, how are you?
Hey, Manfred. Good to be on the Underground Garage. Thanks again.
Wham. Good to be speaking with you again, man. I know the Cherry Drops have got a new single out now. It's called Magically Delicious. We heard that just a moment ago. I'm going to talk about it presently. But first, why don't you remind us where you guys are from and when you started?
Yeah, we actually started in 2011. I guess we're kind of bi-coastal in a way. I currently am in a little small town near Daytona Beach, Florida. It's in Flagler Beach, Florida. But the band sort of has some roots tied in there in the Los Angeles area due to the fact that we've done a lot of work out there, a lot of music videos and a couple things that we worked alongside the original version of the Cherry Drops that included the Boss Martians, Evan Foster playing some guitar on it. So we have like sort of like LA roots. I also live just outside of LA in Van Nuys. I have a second little location there that I live. But I'm currently here near Daytona Beach in a little town called Flagler Beach, Florida, where we reformed the group here in the Daytona Beach area a few years into the Cherry Drops' existence.
So, you know, we get an idea of what your perspective is, your frame of reference, but to somebody that may not be familiar with you guys, how would you describe the Cherry Drops musically? What's the vision?
I think our palette is kind of like a power pop kind of deal, but it also ventures into the, you know, like the bubblegum air, but also has definite garage rock influences. So being on the Underground Garage and getting some airplay on that, we kind of fit into that mold. But I would say it's like power pop. It hails from late 60s style, but then also has that 70s feel like you would have like with a band like the Raspberries or Badfinger or something like that. But mixed in with power pop, rock, and definite influences from the late 60s sound. And so somebody was trying to figure out who we were. You take a little bit of the Beatles, the Raspberries, the Archies, and kind of put it all in a blender, and out comes the Cherry Drops.
Delicious, or magically delicious even. So you've had a couple of coolest songs in the world in the past, including Far Out and Out of Sight. This latest single, Magically Delicious, isn't a current coolest song in the world, but it's been getting spun by the likes of Rodney Bingenheimer, along with Bill Kelly and Palmyra Del Ran, some of our specialty show DJs. Any one lady responsible for the song's inspiration?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I recently, a couple years back, I finally found, you know, the right one. And she's definitely mine. Her name's Amy, and she's a doctor. And I finally found the right combination. So to me, all the things that are tasty in a food is all the things that she represents. She's just magically delicious, and she's finally the right combination for me after years of, you know, going through different situations. Finally found the magically delicious girl. So she was the inspiration for that song.
Wow. Well, that's terrific. And you said that she's a doctor.
Yeah, she's Dr. Amy, and she helps patients each and every day, from children all the way to adults, from all ailments and stuff. So she kind of lays down her delicious blend of doctorage each and every day in Jacksonville, Florida. So,
well, so she's responsible for the inspiration. How did the song come together? I mean, did you write it yourself? You co-wrote it with somebody?
Yeah. So bandmate and my very, very close friend, him and I are the main two songwriters. Obviously not comparing to Lennon and McCartney in any way, shape, or form, but we wrote.
Oh, Vern, let me interrupt for a moment, because I didn't catch who, what's the name of this bandmate and co-writer?
Josh Cobb, C-O-B-B, Josh Cobb.
And how did it come together then? Did you come up, up with a riff, or you came up with lyrics, or both, or?
Yeah, so basically what happened was Josh came up with this melody line that, believe it or not, there's a lot of things with sync licensing deals that go out there. I'm sure you're well aware of it. And for commercials, television, soundtrack works. And so we were working on this thing, and Josh came up with this riff because it was for a Smash Mouth sound alike, the Smash Mouth band that Walking on the Sun.
Yeah.
And so we were thinking, okay, well, Smash Mouth being that kind of, you know, they have some sort of, you know, feel to that 60s thing. And it kind of also was said about Austin Powers-ish, you know, kind of feel to it. So we kind of, he came up with this riff, and we were going to originally license it for a Smash Mouth kind of like, show that they needed a song for that. And so that I don't think the show ever came about. So then we continued working on that song. And as we went along, I started implementing some more lyrics to it. We changed the melody a little tiny bit, but that stems from something that my bandmate Josh Cobb had thought up in his mind. And then we collaborated together and continued working on it and made it into what you hear now, the Cherry Drops Magically Delicious.
And so how did you meet Josh and start working with him?
Josh, I met him in about 2010. I also have a small independent music label. I just had a few artists on my roster. And while I was, I wanted to reach out to a really good recording studio. Josh owns a recording studio in Jacksonville, Florida, called Rockbot Studios, like robot, but Rockbot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I started working with him on a few artists, recording my artists from my label, and we were using him to record this. Well, him and I immediately struck up a friendship and realized we both had a love for the 60s sound, the 70s sound, the power pop, the rock, you know, that kind of sound. And we immediately hit it off, and we decided to take the two of us and collaborate and begin the Cherry Drops thing, with the look and the sound and the whole 60s vibe going on, with the go-go girls in cages dancing, you know, just like the classic, you know, bands do, the go-go girls with the hula hoops and the go-go boots and everything. You know, we started doing the sound and the look of like an actual you know, like it would be Hullabaloo, Top of the Pops or something like that. So visually, we also stimulate that feel from the 60s and 70s.
So you recorded Magically Delicious at Josh's studio then?
Yes, we did, at Rock Bot Studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Josh Cobb, proprietor, but again, band member of the Cherry Drops. He was going to be on the thing with us today, but he had just had a baby, brand new baby boy named Marshall after Marshall Amps. So Josh, if you're listening, congratulations on your newborn son.
Well, yeah, you know, making babies, you know how that works, don't you, Vern?
How does that work, Manfred?
Man, if you put your mind to it, doesn't take 5 minutes. You know that.
I see what you're saying.
You guys, you're talking about the visuals there of the Cherry Drops and the ladies dancing and stuff. And you guys are pretty adept at making videos, both far out and out of sight. I got really cool ones. Who put the video together for Magically Delicious?
I actually did that myself. If you look real close, I did it kind of quickly. I use a lot of visual, just like, you know, kaleidoscopes type stuff. But what I did was for us, I took some footage from live concert footage of us or maybe some little segments from prior music videos. And I just kind of edited it together. That was done for me rather quickly. I did it myself. It's not quite a pro production like our big ones we filmed in Burbank and another one we filmed on the beaches and various places. We filmed one in Jacksonville, Florida. I put it together, pieced it together, and just kind of wanted to make like a groovy 60s looking kaleidoscopy kind of sexy thing with the go-go dancers, go-go girls and stuff that we use in our live concerts. A lot of the footage or some of the footage has our go-go girls that we take with us at shows.
And so this one, there's a lyric video. You haven't done that before. Why do a lyric video?
We did do a lyric video one other time. We had a song called Dream California, and okay, we did a lyric video to that. I think in this case with Magically Delicious, I wanted to do a lyric video again because I want everybody to kind of get the words and maybe be able to relate to maybe their own Magically Delicious person or whatever calls that they thought was could be. You know, I was kind of trying to brand it like, you know, McDonald's is you deserve a break today. And so in this case, Magically Delicious is like a catchphrase, something I was trying to brand it. And I thought if they saw the words visually, they might thought it was kind of clever words to kind of, work into their own story of what's magically delicious to them.
So you mentioned Evan Foster. You mentioned Evan Foster from the Boss Martians playing on your albums. But is he all Magically Delicious?
No, he's not. Unfortunately, he's been busy. I know he got, really involved with the Sonics, a little while back. And then, the Boss Martians still go out there and do their, hard rock and surf thing. And, Boss Martians have transformed many times, of course, as you know, from, power pop, garage rock to surf music, where they kind of went back to from where they started. So Evan's been a busy guy, and I haven't had a chance to work with him in the last couple years. So we've been kind of holding our own without Evan currently. But, yeah, we definitely miss him as part of our band.
Well, speaking of getting folks to play with you, I know your last album, Good to the Last Drop, had a number of 60s musicians on it. You mentioned the Archies being kind of part of your palette. We had Ron Dante, the Archies, on there, Dennis Tufano from the Buckinghams, Steve Boone from the Love and Spoonful, Mark Dawson, The Grassroots, also Gary DiCarlo of Steam. How did you get all these guys to contribute to your last album, Good to the Last Drop?
Yeah, and also we worked with in the prior album and still working on a new track with him. It's Tony Valentino from the Standells, the guitar player, that came up with that riff that is good friends with Rodney Bingenheimer. They hang out at Cantor's all the time.
Yeah, the riff you're talking about, the Dirty Water riff, Standell's song.
Yes, Dirty Water. And, of course, they had Good Guys Don't Wear White and many others, Try It and so forth. But anyway, how that happens, Manfred, is, and I will put in the disclaimer, that we want everybody to listen to SiriusXM's Underground Garage as much as possible 24/7. But if you happen to veer off of the Underground Garage, there's a little station that I own and operate, and it's a radio station that I currently still own and operate. It's out actually in the ocean on a pier. And so what happened was, how some of these things came about is meeting some people because of my connections and people I live in when I lived in LA and still go back and forth to. But even more so because of owning this radio station, we kind of do some things sort of like SiriusXM Underground Garage. It's kind of an oldies, like retro rock and roll feel. We do play new bands. In fact, a lot of music that we play, sometimes we find because of SiriusXM's Underground Garage. But I have done interviews with each and every one of these guys, and we became really good friends. The Cherry Drops would then record songs in the style as if it was something like they would have done back in the 60s or the 70s. Mm-hmm. But we put a little fresh approach to it. So what we would do is we would come up with a song that would sound like, for an example, if it was an Archie song, Sugar Sugar, we wrote a song called Happinessville that has this little feel like it's Sugar Sugar. We send the demo to Ron Dante, who I'm already friends with and have already interviewed. And he goes, "Oh my God, I love that. That's something like we would have done." I said, "Would you mind guesting on it?" And he right away said, "Yes." Buckingham's, we did a horn section thing. We had a whole horn section to a song we did, made it sound like a Buckingham song, kind of a drag. So, but it's not plagiarized. It's not like it. It's just the style, the feel as if something they would have done, but with a little fresh approach. And we reached out to Dennis because I'm good friends with him. We hang out when we're in LA. Dennis, would you guest on this? And he was the lead vocalist for all the hits. And he said, "Oh my God, that's great. Great work. Yeah, I would love to." And that same thing, Steve Boone, the Lovin' Spoonful, we wrote a song called Sweet Lovin' after the Lovin' Spoonful, you know, namesake. Steve is a friend. He actually lived in my own town here where I currently am in Florida. Reached out to him, and so on and so forth. It's the connections I made through the radio station that I had, and then the band would sort of make each one of those tracks a similar sound to what they would have done when they were putting out their big hits. And everyone that we've ever reached out to have gladly, joined us and guested on our album, which is, to me, I'm pinching myself because these are guys I looked up to. You know, they're heroes, rock and roll heroes, some in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, et cetera. And here we are side by side with them recording songs and even doing tours. Mark Dawson of the Grassroots is on there as well. He's a good friend, and he does a radio show on my station, and so does Steve Boone of the Lovin' Spoonful. They have a radio show exclusively on my little station. So anyway, those connections that I made through the entertainment thing, and so I'm just honored to have them on there, and it brings a lot of clarity and clout to the Cherry Drops.
Well, so Magically Delicious, is that from an upcoming album? Do you have a new full length on the way?
Yeah. We're working on our fourth album. We have a few songs that we've been working on. We have one in the can. We have another one we're working on with the Grassroots, with guesting on it, and working on another one with Tony Valentino of the Standells. We had a song on our previous album before the last one, the 2015 album, called I Believe, and that was with Tony Valentino, the stand-up. So a couple guests might be on there, and also I'm working on a little slightly departure from it, a little bit more of a ballad kind of feel, but still with that feel, with Jean-Claude Gameau, who is the lead singer of the Cascades, that had Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain, which was a big hit in the mid 60s. So we're working with him as well.
So you got a timeline for the album. Do you think that where are we at right now? So we're in the summer of 2023. Is this something to keep our eyes open for like a year from now?
Yeah, I think it'll be a year and change. We would probably put it out, strange as it seems, every first day of summer. And then if we don't make a deadline, then I put it out right before Christmas, usually right in and around my birthday, November 21st. Now, presents can be sent to Florida here on my birthday, November 21st. Anyway, I would love to have the new Woggles album when things come out new. I've got everything else of yours. So anyway, my point is around November to December, the 2024, the fourth album will be complete.
You got any shows upcoming, Vern, for the Cherry Drops?
Yeah, we have a show up in Jacksonville, Florida, coming up. And the other thing that we got is at the Hard Rock in Daytona Beach. I'm currently wearing a Hard Rock shirt and my Hard Rock guitar pick. We wrote a song called Rockin' at the Hard Rock, and we're trying to license it for Hard Rock International. We've sent it out. We've got a response and we're waiting to see if it might grab or not, for them to use in their commercials for international, the Hard Rock. So we are going to go on a small Hard Rock tour going around to, Daytona, Orlando, and any other ones that we pick up. We're trying to get the, agent, that runs the Hard Rock shows and hopefully be featured in the Hard Rocks, coming up next year. Various Hard Rocks, Hard Rock cafes and whatnot. And we'll be playing our song, Rockin' at the Hard Rock.
All right. Well, you did a DVD, like at Live at a Hard Rock show?
We have that DVD out, The Cherry Drops and Friends, Live at the Hard Rock. And that included with that, touring with us was Steve Boone of the Lovin' Spoonful and Tony Valentino of the Standells. They both were with us for those shows that were in the DVD collection of the Cherry Drops and Friends Live from the Hard Rock.
Oh, cool. Well, we can spin one more tune of y'all's, and I'd like us to hear your version of Grooviest Girl in the World. You know, a song done first by the Sunshine Pop Band from Houston, Texas, Fun and Games, their original from 68, a song written by Gary Zeklia and Mitchell Botler. Here in the Underground Garage, I actually play a version from the New Zealand band Simple Image that covered the tune in 69. How did you come to the song?
The way that that came about was our first album was called Everything's Groovy, that featured Out of Sight. And thanks to the Underground Garage, we got a lot of airplay for that as the coolest song in the world. And so the word groovy, the word far out, the words out of sight, the lyrics of the word groovy to me really was a term that was used, you know, obviously, slang for cool, you know, righteous, you know, far out, groovy, everything's groovy. So at the time I was thinking about, you know, if I was to find a special somebody, you know, she would have to be the grooviest girl in the world because I'm pretty picky, you know. She can't just be any girl. She has to be the grooviest girl in the world. And I always liked that Fun and Game song. And just thought it would fit in the mold of the Cherry Drops because that's the kind of verbiage we sometimes use, or that's the way we emulate when we are out on stage. We have, you know, minimum of four, but sometimes we have up to eight go-go girls up on stage with us, you know, sometimes in those little fun, you know, in a clean way, not in a dirty way now, but, you know, they're in cages, you know, in the, not locked in cages. They can get out whenever they want, Manfred, just letting you know. You know, the go-go girls kind of thing. And they're, we yeah. think of them as groovy girls. So, it just came about because of the essence of what we were trying to, you know, go through. And it wasn't such a monster hit that everybody would pick up on it, that it was, a song that they knew, but a lot of people knew it, but it was enough to garner a little bit of attention with that. And we really liked recording that, and we performed that live as well on several occasions.
Well, so that will be, will that be on the upcoming album?
Yeah, we kind of, what we're doing, Manfred, is like the Grooviest Girl in the World, Magically Delicious. Those are our first two sort of recorded. We're releasing a little bit at a time. We're doing some, doing like one-offs and singles and things like that. Because you got to keep that, you know as much as I do how long a full-length album takes to put out. And people are waiting and waiting for your content. And they're getting excited. But also, there are times where it can be out of sight, out of mind. And if you wait too long to put out new content, you know, they're like, gosh, we haven't heard from these guys in like, you know, 4 years or 3 years or something. So we're releasing a few things and just kind of keeping, you know, wetting their whistle and doing a couple live shows when we can to just kind of keep them, keep us, you know, in the public eye. And then we'll put all of those songs, the couple of singles that we put out, that will include them in the next full length album, which is tentatively titled, it may change, but Unstemmed, because we're going to have a couple stripped down versions of some of our songs, like Unplugged,
yeah,
but Unstemmed, the cherry drops, you know, the stems of the cherry, Unstemmed.
I got you. Man, Vern, thank you so much for talking to me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Yeah, thank you, Manfred. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and just love the Underground Garage. You know, I have it, of course, cruising down in my car. And if I don't have my little radio station, you can be sure shooting, I got Underground Garage on. And also a lot of fine folks that, you know, the Underground Garage play. I became friends with other musicians because of the Underground Garage and being associated with it. And thanks to the Underground Garage, it just keeps growing and growing and getting better and better. More and more people just keep, you know, getting involved in it. So, you know, kudos to what you do and everybody there at Little Steven's Underground Garage. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Vern. We're going to leave now with your single, Grooviest Girl in the World. Here are the Cherry Drops and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Some of their single, Grooviest Girl in the World. That's the Cherry Drops here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's frontman, Vern Shank, for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Alice Cooper will have a new album out on Friday, August the 25th, called Road. And he'll join us next time around to tell us all about it on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.